Ross, I wanted to talk to you about the experience possibly that you would have the coming of the end of World War II. Do you remember any jubilation in South Perth, any celebrations that might have occurred?
Not to any extent. I think it was all a private matter for the families and with their husbands and sons and daughters away. It was a slow process because I think the old statement, seeing's believing, is when they eventually started to come home. You know, there's no great influx of people coming home, and that was sort of teased out gradually, or appeared to me to. There were celebrations in Perth. I went into the city there. There were quite a few still Allied troops around, i.e. Yanks that were based here, and New Zealanders coming home. First port of call was always Fremantle. So we had those people passing through Perth. And even the contingents within Australia, other than the ones up in the islands, there was still a lot coming back from the Middle East and so forth.
You mentioned to me that there weren't huge celebrations in South Perth, but you did go to Perth, I understand.
Yes. The usual town hall, Hay Street. Realising Perth's population then, it was pretty big. You know, it spilled out onto the Esplanade, but I can't recall anything organised. It just sort of happened as far as I was concerned. You went in because it was where people were heading, you know, to Perth, and it was just a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and noise and yelling, and that went on. But there's nothing organised, no blaring of trumpets or anything like that.
So with the coming of the end of World War II, how do you see South Perth sort of changing? Was it sort of business as usual?
Business as usual, and people gradually took up the fact that we were going to enjoy peace, and with the loved ones coming home, and then you notice that building restrictions were still on, you know, like the amount of buildings that could go up or permitted to go up with the use of various materials and that. And they were teased out, but they had, for the first time during the Depression, a lot of people would probably smile. But it's the first time a lot of people had money in the bank, mainly deferred pay and that were held back from the army. What struck me, we're going to have a hell of an increase in capitalists, because it doesn't matter if they had a bit of money, they were going to buy a truck and run their own business. And I think this is evident with people that went in, if they worked on instruments, they were thinking of how they could apply that learning to peacetime use. So they were going to be, I'm talking now just in a few scattering that I knew, they were going to be watchmakers, they were going to be this, that and the other, because they were working on instruments and aircraft and all sorts of vehicles. And even at my age then, I thought, hello, we're going to have a new increase of capitalists, because everybody's going to set up business for themselves, and which we did have. A lot of businesses started up, because for the first time people had, as I say, a bit of money, a bit of saving, which they never had before. They'd grown up to it and never accumulated any monies. And then the buildings started to take off. There was more and more land sold in Como and South Perth, and people started to build, and that flows in sort of then with the development, the construction of the Narrows Bridge.